World leaders are in New York today for the meeting of the UN General Assembly. Security is heavy. The UN is less than 2 miles from the site of that bombing over the weekend that has been called an act of terror. Inside the UN, Syria's civil war is on the agenda today. The UN says it has suspended all convoys into Syria after an airstrike hit a convoy headed for the besieged city of Aleppo yesterday, and at least 20 civilians were killed. The strike came just hours after Syria's military declared an end to a week-long ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia, although Secretary of State John Kerry says the ceasefire is not over. At the UN today, President Obama said the international community must continue to work with those who seek to build rather than destroy.
A place like Syria, where there's no ultimate military victory to be won, we're going to have to pursue the hard work of diplomacy that aims to stop the violence and deliver aid to those in need and support those who pursue a political settlement and can see those who are not like themselves as worthy of dignity and respect.
Well, just as the news was breaking about the aid convoy bombing yesterday, I spoke with Dominic Graham, Syria Response Director from the global humanitarian organization Mercy Corps. He joined us on Skype from Amman, Jordan, and I asked him how successful his group has been in delivering aid to Syria over the past week.
On one level, we have been fairly successful. We've been able to continue with our humanitarian operations across much of Syria. We work in some of the most difficult areas to reach within the country, help on average 600 to 650,000 vulnerable civilians every month. So it's quite a large number of people. And for many, we're the only source of food for those families. We've been able to maintain that through the ceasefire. What's been more frustrating for us, of course, is that we were hoping that with the peace that the ceasefire brought with it, we would be able to reach besieged areas such as Aleppo that we haven't been able to get to for several months now. We were unsuccessful in that so far, and we found that deeply frustrating because the people in those besieged areas are really the most vulnerable in the country.
Well, how are they getting food if you're not able to get it to them?
Well, for some period of time, people were living off stocks. People were always expecting that things might turn for the worst. So households had shelves of cans and other non-perishable items. Wholesalers and stores kept stocks. And so for some period of time, they were able to just string out those stocks. But then as time went by and they worked down those stocks, prices start to increase to a point that most people couldn't afford even basics anymore. Markets closed, bakeries closed. Fresh food became completely unavailable. Many people no longer have access even to clean drinking water, and hygiene essentials like soap and diapers have gone off the shelves as well. And so there's been a squeeze on living standards, you might say, on just everyday life within besieged areas of Aleppo that makes things intolerable for them. It's been a struggle for people. They've survived to this point, but without humanitarian assistance getting into those areas, the future looks very tough indeed.
And you said that you were unable to get aid to people in Aleppo. Are you going to continue to try to do that, or is it just too unsafe right now?
We'll absolutely keep trying. What we were looking for was a 24-hour window within which it was feasible for us to make a safe passage from Turkey, which is where our stocks are held, into Aleppo. We weren't able to do that. The United Nations had a 20-truck convoy, which was to be the first convoy into Aleppo. It sat just across the border inside Syria, but in no man's land, effectively, ever since the beginning of this week. And I think until we see that convoy make a safe passage into Aleppo, we'll be waiting. That said, when the time comes, we're ready to go. We have stocks prepared, boxed, and ready to move. So should the situation transform into something that we can work with, then we would be able to move very quickly.
And beyond food and drinking water, what other things do people need?
The highest priority is medical supplies. As you can imagine, medical supplies run down, and some are easier to store than others. So that's very high on the list. Second on the list outside of food is fuel. Hospitals, again, need fuel to power the generators. Families need fuel in order to cook. And if we get into the winter months, I hope, we don't find ourselves in the winter months in this same situation. But if we do, families will start needing fuel for heating as well. And of course, just movement around the town requires fuel as well. So fuel always comes up as a high priority. Food is big, but also flour within that. There's a strong tradition of bakery, of breads and so forth. And so flour as a standalone item comes up very high. And as I mentioned before, hygiene items such as soaps and diapers and so forth are also in short supply right now.
Does this ceasefire feel like an opportunity right now to you, or does it feel like eventually we'll just revert back to what has been going on in Syria over the past many years?
Well, people inside Syria were more skeptical. They've seen the ebb and flow of the war in a very personal way for a number of years now, and there's a lot more skepticism coming from people there. From our side, I think we felt a cautious optimism. As I said before, it was great that those actors with political leverage within Syria, including the US, including Russia and others, have been able to show some reward for their political effort this past week. And that gave me hope that perhaps we were on a optimistic track now. Of course, the ceasefire is not perfect. Of course, it on its own doesn't get us to a conclusion. But it did feel like a step forward, and I hope we can maintain that progress.
That's Dominic Graham, who is the Syria Response Director for Mercy Corps. Dominic, thank you.
No trouble. Good talking with you.